One thing that I've been doing in the last years, since writing The Art of Learning, is I've been exposed to some of the most brilliant thinkers in these different fields. And I've studied the patterns behind them, and I've studied the people who study them. And one of the things we have to be wary of in life is studying the people who study the artist as opposed to the artist themselves. Persig, who the author of Zen, the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance that I mentioned, he uses this great term, the philosophers and the philosophologists, right? The philosophologists are the ones who are basically philosophizing about the philosophers as opposed to doing philosophy. And the vast majority of philosophers today actually are just philosophologists. Similarly, as you and I have discussed, there's the writers and there's the literary critic, there's the artist and the art critic. And I think that we have to be very careful when we study excellence, and we're thinking about our own path to excellence, that we're studying then we're tuning in to the direct experience of people who've actually been there, as opposed to the armchair professors who are talking about it.
Right.
Because if we spend our life in the trenches and we spend our life studying that last 0.1% of the learning process, what we see is that final passage to excellence is really about navigating that razor's edge, where you have to be willing to go right up against a potential enormous blunder. You have to improvise, for example, trust your intuition in moments where all the objective mathematical faculties you've developed are telling you something else, but your intuition is operating at a higher level. You have to really be willing to go up to the brink of disaster to succeed, in moments where you're, for example, fighting in the finals of a world championship or in the very last seconds of a Super Bowl or an NBA finals. And in navigating these things, the armchair professors will often have the exact opposite of good advice.
Right.
And so what I would say is for one thing, listen deeply internally to the core of your being and build your game plan from there. Trust your gut, and then build a lifestyle around listening to that, and cultivate the love. And that's the other thing I'd say, is that whether you're talking about the beginning of the learning process or the very final surge or surges, it's about the love. We're thinking about parenting, cultivating resilience, cultivating excellence, cultivating creativity. What the armchair professors all forget about is the love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see consistently with people who have found the most pleasure, the most happiness, and created the greatest art, is that they have a profound passion for what they do. Not only the big moments, but the little moments, the moments that others would call pain. They learn to love practice. They learn to love the point of resistance. I don't forget about the love. I guess that's what I'd like to say.